Welcome, dear learners. We have come to the end of week 1 of our MOOC on academic writing. Let me summarize this week for you. In module 1, we introduce the concept of academic writing. It is the writing which makes us unique. We are the God's best creation because we can write. Remember, the just 24-page thesis of Einstein. Presentation does matter. It is not just a recognition, it is also a huge responsibility when we are writing. It can change the generations. It increases with sharing. It is the knowledge which increases with sharing. So why not to share it? How it is different from simple writing? It is associated with the logic, sequence, clarity, unambiguity desired, and the most important thing is reader friendliness we must have when we are doing the academic writing. Try to learn this thing on early stages. As far as the basic flow of academic writing is concerned, preparing an initial draft, tight outline, after critical thinking and critical reading, we plan the first draft, then prepare the multiple draft, revise them, send to a suitable journal, communicate it, and then follow up with the reviewer's comments, and then finally the proofreading. In the module 2, we discussed the importance of academic writing with respect to the major stakeholders of academic writing. The first one was academician. Obviously, teachers has the prime duty of knowledge dissemination, and it is the vital tool. And for their overall improvement, not only just the improvement of CV, academic writing is required. It is required as a mandatory criteria for selection of academicians, for promoting the academicians. As far as the students' importance is concerned, students require the academic writing for triggering the analytical thinking, for opening up their minds, for preparing the future research work. And as for the researchers, it is the mandatory requirement for PhD thesis submission. They can improve the CV with the help of academic writing, and it is the benchmark again, not only for the researchers but also for the institutions. Institutes get the funds on the basis of good publications. They get the good students, they get the prospective students, and major collaborators, international collaborations, and it is also vital for building the rapport, building the prestige, building the social recognition with the help of academic writing. The institution also get the benefit. As far as the challenge is concerned, we saw the challenges are there. The ghost writing, you know, cash for publication policy. So never compromise with the quality. Don't fall in the trap of tedious journals. In the third module, we discuss the basic rules of academic writing. When to plan? Start early. See, if the novelty is there, go for patenting. If it is not, then go for publishing. Target a suitable journal on the basis of impact factor, on the basis of indexing, scope of that journal, and article processing charges. There may be some other factors also. Then plan a good outline. Stick to the author's guidelines of that particular journal. Prepare the multiple drafts, revise them, have the command over the knowledge, command over the language also. Then, never copy. Avoid the plagiarism. When it is finalized, communicate to the suitable journal. When you get it, in the revision phase, address the reviewer comments properly. Thereafter, if your paper is published, proofread it properly and then enjoy your publication. So, it was all about the overall concept and requirements and processing of academic writing. At the end of each module, we have given some MCQs for you for your self-assessment. You might have attempted those. And we have also given at the end of this week a weekly quiz, that is graded quiz. We are going to count those marks into your internal marks. Okay, so don't avoid it, don't forget it. And if you have any queries, if you have any doubts, please ask in the discussion forum. Participate in the discussion forum. We are always there to help you out. And do not forget to refer the further readings. We have selected some good further readings in each module for you. So, dear learners, hope you have enjoyed this week. Stay tuned with us for future modules. Thank you.